Are you paying attention? Germany is taking over the Mediterranean Sea. The whole world should be trembling with fear. Learn the sinister reason why Germany is so focused on the Mediterranean. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Many Germans feel that the reason they lost World War II is because they failed to control the Mediterranean Sea. And since the early 1990s, they have worked very hard to see that that is rectified. Many of them will talk about that. That is implied that they expect World War III and that they will somehow launch that. That is surely implied, and it's very shocking, and especially since we have nuclear bombs all over the place and in many nations. Herbert W. Armstrong had this to say in May 9, 1945. He says that we don't understand German thoroughness. And he said that they knew when they were in World War II that they could lose it, same as they thought in World War I. And they prepared for a third round in the possibility that they lost, because they were determined to do this and start World War III. That's what it amounts to. What they did after World War II was to go underground. Revelation talks about the abyss, and that's what it means. They had an underground that was very effective, and they kept right on preparing for World War III in spite of losing World War II. They learned nothing from that. So they're going to come back to a third try. That's what Herbert Armstrong said. So we have been prophesying this for over 75 years, if you can imagine that. And now it has come to pass. It's facing us very, very much every day. And I'll show you that as we go along here. But can that really be true, that God prophesies all this? Well, yes, especially about what Germany is doing in this end time. I wrote an article that will be in the Next Trumpet magazine, and it's titled, Germany is Taking Over the Mediterranean. Its advances in the Mediterranean echo its World War II vision for Africa, and it's leading us to World War III. Many historians realize that had Churchill failed to halt Rommel's advance to the Suez Canal, the entire Mediterranean theater would have been lost to the Nazis, which could have changed the outcome of the war. The Allies retaining control of the Mediterranean and eventually driving Rommel out of Africa in late 1942 changed the entire side of the conflict. In other words, Germany didn't have control of the Mediterranean. They couldn't do what they wanted to help General Rommel. But this time, you see, Germany has learned their lesson, if you can imagine that. So they're moving once more to get control of the Mediterranean. And are they ever successful? You will be shocked, I think, by how successful they are. Let me show that to you today. There ought to be a lot of leaders asking Germany, well, why do you have so much interest in the Mediterranean Sea? Why do you want that so badly? Well, let's read Daniel 11 and verse 40. Here's what it says. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. The king of the north is a German-led Europe, and the king of the south is Iran and their allies. It goes on to say they're going to come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. You're going to see that the king of the south has specific nations that are going to ally with them, And the same is true of the king of the north. They have their allies. Verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape, as we have said for 20 years. We've said that. Well, it's going to happen that Egypt is going to become an ally of Iran. They're not there yet, but they'll be there shortly. You wait and see. That's what prophecy says. He, the king of the north, shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. So they're going to be in it as well, those three. And it has a lot to do with the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. And these three nations are rather weak. And Iran's going to take advantage of that and get control of them, or have them as an ally. And of course, Egypt has the Suez Canal even now. But here's what we need to know about some recent history. What about the Adriatic Sea? What does that have to do with all of this? Well, let me tell you what it's about. I'll just read this to you that I wrote before. Germany's renewed drive to control the Mediterranean was first visible when Berlin recognized the breakaway Yugoslav republics of Croatia and Slovenia in the early 1990s. This is what they wanted to do, and they're part of NATO, that is, Germany is. But look what they did with America's power. Notice this. These two nations were Germany's old World War II allies. That's Slovenia and Croatia. They're promoting this because they are on that Adriatic Sea. And that leads into the Mediterranean Sea. And notice what they're doing, which connects to the Mediterranean Sea. Virtually the whole world opposed the breakup of Yugoslavia and the problems it would cause, but most eventually gave in when Germany would not budge. They caved in, all the major powers like the U.S. and the United Kingdom and France, and still almost the whole world was against them, and the United Nations as well, and Germany said, no, we're going to have a breakaway there and rip up Yugoslavia, who was a great ally of America in World War II. You can see why they wanted to do that. And then the New York Times even said at that time that Germany's European allies did not want a major clash with Bonn, capital of the West Germany at the time. And so they all just caved in. Then Germany got America to do most of the bombing and destroying of Yugoslavia, our ally in World War II. And that was a sad, sad time for America. But anyhow, they have one thing on their mind, and at this time, to control the Mediterranean Sea. I even have an article in my booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, where a nice gift from the U.S. Germany in NATO pressured the United States to bomb those areas and do all the damage they could with rockets and everything else, and they just ripped Yugoslavia apart. Well, took in Slovenia and Croatia was a Nazi country in World War II, and a very great ally of Germany. And of course, Slovenia had to sort of go along with that as well. So right now, if you just look at what's happened in that area, Germany has gotten whole control over the Balkan Peninsula. We don't have any authority there. England doesn't, Britain doesn't. Germany rules with a Europe that is led by them. They now rule the Balkans. We have a map here about that, the Balkan Peninsula. And you can see from that that Slovenia and Croatia take you right up to the Adriatic Sea. And then going down a little further, you have Albania. And they have a port there, a naval port base there. It goes right into the Mediterranean Sea. Here's something that's also interesting in another map we'll show you. This map takes you just below Italy and Sicily. It goes down to the little tiny island of Malta, just below Italy. And then if you look straight across from Italy, you see Cyprus. That's another small island. What is that all about? It's in the Mediterranean Sea. What is it all about? What is Germany trying to do? Well, it's pretty obvious. If you look at the Adriatic Sea, it is an arm of the Mediterranean Sea. And here's the whole world was against what Germany was doing, but they all caved in because of the power of Germany even then, and that was in the early 1990s. What are they doing today, do you think? People ought to know. We've been telling them for over 75 years. This is something that is critical to your own future, more than you can realize. But anyhow, Germany got control. Then they have taken over Malta, this little island, and now it's becoming a military base where they can control a part of the Mediterranean Sea. Back in March 2000, former EU Commissioner President Romano Prodi was in Malta for a conference discussing its future entry into the Union. Malta is the southern pillar of Europe, he said. I want to see Malta in the EU. Germany and Italy are getting their way. All right, let me just give you one other quote here. Malta has been described as the springboard of the whole Mediterranean. And in 2004, Malta became a member of the EU, this little tiny island. They made it a member of the European Union. How about that? And then at the same time, if you look straight across from that and you see Cyprus, they made them a member at the same time. And two little islands, one in one end and one at the other. And they're both building up military bases more and more, and they've got plenty of power to work from there, for sure. And this, see, is this has always been their strategy. And they've done some terrible things to gain control of the Mediterranean. That is what they have done. What does that mean for this world? Where are they going? Why are they interested in this? Germany, that started World War I and World War II, and have even said they're going to go for World War III. Now, they say that underground, but there's all kinds of evidence in our book, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, and you'll see that that has been shown by facts, that Germany has made those plans by going underground, and they kept that silent, the United States government did, for 50 years because they knew that Germany had corporations that were backing a third world war into the Mediterranean Sea, let's say. Cyprus is becoming a military power, and they have a naval base so it can facilitate warships of all sizes from all EU bases. Well, isn't that interesting? They have a naval base and it can facilitate warships of all sizes from all EU bases. Now that is a launching pad right into the Middle East. They're not even satisfied with the Mediterranean Sea. They want to take over the Middle East as well. That's in the direction of World War III. They've said it themselves and documented it where anybody can see it, even though it was not made public for 50 years after World War II, to our own shame. So you can see what they're getting their minds on, and you need to keep your eye on Germany. Right now, Syria is Iran's most important regional ally, but that is about to change, and biblical prophecy reveals that very soon Syria will no longer align with Iran, It also shows that Germany will help cause this split. Well, there is a problem in Syria, and Germany is even getting the upper hand there right now. And that's a fact. You can see that very clearly. But what is Germany's plan? Well, what does it all mean? I mean, this really is in their own words, a planning to take over the world. When you have so many powers that have all these nuclear bombs, what is this going to do to this world? If that isn't stopped, and it isn't about to stop, because the Bible prophecy says so. And we have been telling you for oh so many years, people should be asking Germany, well, why are you so interested in the Mediterranean Sea and in the Middle East and the whole world? We could say Germany and the Holy Roman Empire almost won World War II. Even if they did, they already had a plan for World War III. Can you believe that? I'm telling you, it has been done underground, and it's all building it just like they said they would in World War II, when they saw especially that they were losing. They had to do something. Now, if you look at Germany going to Syria, they've allied themselves already with Germany, not Iran anymore, and they had a naval base and an air base where Russia and Iran had a place in the Mediterranean Sea. But now they've been driven out, and that gives Germany a lot more power just by aligning themselves with Syria, who had those bases in the Mediterranean Sea. Russia, of course, they have a naval and an air force base, and they have a lot of power, but they had to lose that space in the Mediterranean Sea, and mainly because of what Germany has done. And I'm telling you something, that the Mediterranean is now a European sea led by Germany. Germany, who has led us to two world wars, and we let them just have their way as if we didn't understand history. It's amazing. Really is something we need to be concerned about. You can see Daniel 11 verse 21 talks about, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. There's going to be a leader come on the scene very soon, and he's going to flatter the people. See, Germany's trying to figure out how they can get a strong man in Europe, and here's how. It's not by voting. They're going to make that choice without voting. Now, that's something that we ought to be concerned about. You can see in Habakkuk 1 where it talks about the Chaldeans rising up. That's just the German-led Holy Roman Empire. And verse 11 talks about, then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. He becomes Satan-possessed. That's what that means, Habakkuk 1 and verse 11. Daniel 8 and verse 23 talks about a king of fierce countenance is coming on the scene, and he's going to be that strong man. But look what is going to happen here. And he has dark sentences and shall stand up in verse 24, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Whose power? Satan's power. This man is going to be possessed. And we need to be concerned about that, because that means some serious trouble. And he shall destroy mightily, it should read, and shall prosper and practice, and he shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. God's own people, he's going to destroy them. Those lukewarm people that are not obeying God like they know they should. And they turn away from God. and they destroy them. But it's going to give 50% of them a chance to repent in that destruction. So watch that. But all this is about a nuclear World War III. Watch the Mediterranean. I'm telling you, this is all going to escalate into a World War III with nuclear bombs flying all over the place. What is it that we need to do? Well, you see, there's no way we can possibly control this. Once it's started, nobody's going to stop it. That terrible nuclear war, Matthew 24 and verse 21 says, there wouldn't be any flesh saved alive unless God Himself returned and stopped it. There would be no flesh saved alive. Matthew 24, verse 21. Notice Daniel 8 in verse 25. The king of the north is destined to fall because he will dare to fight Jesus Christ Himself. And here's what verse 25 says. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. That means Jesus Christ Himself is going to smash that Holy Roman Empire and some other powers in Asia and destroy all of them until the blood is up to the horses' bridles for 200 miles in the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's how bad it's going to be. It's so terrible, there would be no flesh saved alive unless Jesus Christ returned to this earth, and He's going to return, and He's going to bring us peace and happy and joy on this earth. And then after that, out into the universe, He's going to give us the whole universe. Until next week, this is Gerald Flory. Goodbye, friends.
Are you paying attention? Germany is taking over the Mediterranean Sea. The whole world should be trembling with fear. Learn the sinister reason why Germany is so focused on the Mediterranean. Many people believe that Germany lost World War II because the Nazis couldn't keep control of the Mediterranean Sea. Since the 1990s, Germany has prioritized the Mediterranean Sea. They have learned from history, but has the rest of the world? Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, for the shocking story of how the former Yugoslavia broke up in the 1990s. Uncover how Germany pressured the United States into turning against their allies from World War II to do the bidding of their arch nemesis during that war. What a wretched betrayal! Just 50 years after World War II, America gifted the Balkans to an ascendant Germany. Situated to the north of the Mediterranean Sea, the Balkans is a vitally important strategic asset of the German-led European Union. The European Union has also welcomed two Mediterranean islands, Malta and Cyprus, as members. Is anyone today asking why Germany is so interested in the Mediterranean Sea? Any student of history would know what a deadly mistake America is making by urging Germany to rise as the ruler of Europe once again. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans for proof that top Nazi leaders went underground to rebuild German industry and prepare to win World War III. Also request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Daniel, Unsealed at Last. The biblical book of Daniel describes five consecutive world-ruling empires in history. The first four ruled by man, the last ruled by God. You can prove that you are now living at the end of the fourth and final human empire. But you cannot truly understand what is happening in these last days unless you understand the German strongman exposed in Daniel chapter 8. He features prominently in earth-shaking end-time events leading directly to the second coming of Jesus Christ to establish the fifth world-ruling empire. This German strongman hasn't taken power yet, but he will soon, and he will actually trigger World War III. You may also request a free subscription to our prophetic news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. The world around you is upside down,
Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. The latest issue covers Germany taking control of the Mediterranean and why you should care. But beyond just reporting the news, the Trumpet views the news from God's perspective. Learn the absolute, undeniable truth about the news, economy, politics, trends, discovery, health, family, the Bible, the future. Join hundreds of thousands of Trumpet subscribers who are receiving tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, and a Trumpet subscription. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, and a Trumpet subscription. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of the Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.